Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here we go. Jason Burmis just popped in to the studio. He heard the caller, Raphael in New York, who was watching live on TV on the internet feed, the NIST, How the Towers Collapsed, fairy tale number 10. They've had scores of different disinformation. They've changed their story, I know, six times now. This is the sixth news story. And then there's been scores of subplots. They were explaining how the towers fell and how the Easter Bunny and the leprechauns and the Keebler elves were in there chewing with termites on the metal. And a fellow popped by the office, and we said, yes, you can say you're with InfoWars as a freelance reporter. And then NIST called here. Burmis just informed me, thank God Trey was there answering the phone, our skeleton crew, and said, yes, that guy is our reporter. And so he got into the NIST report and asked the question, did a great job. Now we need that fellow to call into the show. So that is just fabulous. Don't forget, we had Anthony Yasha, who's even worked at Genesis, you know, with a desk. He lives up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's where Genesis is, and Burnsville, a suburb. And, Ted doesn't have press passes. And he said, can I have one? And they said, yeah, just make one. And then Anthony reports for us. His footage is in Truth Rising. And he said, can I have a press pass? I said, yeah, just make one. We need to make a standard one ourselves. We're just giving orders to armies that don't exist. And Secret Service bullied us and had two meetings with Ted and demanded that he say that Anthony was a liar and never worked for us or didn't have authorization to have a press pass. And they want to charge him with false documents and some type of espionage is what they told him. I mean, this is insane. The guy has a desk at Genesis, and it's not enough. All right, I'm already digressing, and I said I'm taking your calls. But good job to the Info Warrior. We salute you. I guess when Aaron gets in, he was up until 3 in the morning, he'll have the guy's name and info. I couldn't talk to him when he was here. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Sherry in Texas. Welcome, Sherry.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Sherry.
Really good show today so far.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, we have to band together against the New World Order because, they love to use racial, they like to draw the racial lines. They like to use the left-right paradigm, to throw us off track, off the real issues. And, it's happened, over and over and over again just in the last few months. I've been trying to tell people here, they really are, poisoning your kids. You know that, right? And they're like, well, how do you know that? And I'm like, okay, well, let's look at the evidence. They already have iris scanners at Robert E. Lee High School, right down the road from where you live. They have iris scanners scanning all your kids' little irises.
And the government admits it's training them for the prison society.
It's the Orwellian untruths of our new prison planet. It really is.
I remember 10, 12 years ago reading federal documents on air how they were going to put retina scanners, thumb scanners in, cameras, and the parents would laugh. But see, because we warned them, now they're not laughing.
Yeah, and our ACT scores last year at TISD were the lowest they've ever been.
But they're learning how to be prisoners.
Exactly. They're learning how to be stupid, dumbed-down sheep. And, there's a petition now to lower the drinking age from 21 to 18.
Yeah, we don't need that. I had always, when I was young, said, yeah, lower it. Now I realize what a horrible driver I was when I was 16. I realize how lucky I am to be alive. And I never even got that much into alcohol, but, might have gotten drunk 4 or 5 times a year, and that was dangerous. I rode around with drunks. And now that I have children, I'm like, I don't know, a lot of that's just personal responsibility. I just more and more think alcohol is really a bad thing. But at the same time, they use it. They'll never get rid of it. They'll just use it for tyranny. So I certainly don't want prohibition. That increases alcoholism. Good to hear from you, Sherry. Great points. Clayton, Philly, and many others. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, blitzing through your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Philly in Denver, site of the police state advertisement slave training grid that I'll be in the middle of, trying to expose any provocateur, police, or feds posing as anarchists or foundation-hired anarchists that are being bivouacked and protected by the police. We've caught them red-handed being housed by them and caught them staging violence, and you will be defeated. We may actually stop them this year. That'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy of, oh, there wasn't any provocateur attacks. You didn't get to, you know, there was no riots. Yeah, because we stopped them. We are changed. Denver stopped them. We are changed Colorado. But we'll see what happens. That is in the future. We shall see, as they say. Let's go ahead and go to Philly in Denver. Philly, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm a 911 visibility member as well as We Are Change Colorado. And if anyone out there doesn't believe that we are in a police state, you are sadly misguided.
Man, cops almost every day in Denver are almost beating people to death for no reason.
Well, yeah, let me give you a little reconnaissance that we had going on yesterday. We went down to Nancy Pelosi, Her Highness, had a book signing. And the federal presence was just unbelievable. They had the officers in blue down there. They had about 20 of them. They had about 15 feds with earbuds, you know, shaven heads. Then we also had some sort of security crew that I couldn't identify, but they were there as well. The room that we were in for the book signing was completely rimmed. I kid you not, completely rimmed with security, feds, and police. They had cops on different levels of the building that we were in. It's the tattered cover. They had, we have two.
Well, that's why the government staged the terror attacks, because they have to have an excuse to act like it's for terrorism, but really it's because they're criminals. They know they're getting ready to do things where people are going to hate them even more, and so that's why they staged the terror attacks.
Well, it was pretty ramped up. I was myself shocked to see, how many security feds and cops were there just for this lady, Nancy Pelosi. And then some of our change members tried to ask questions, and they were just, summarily escorted out to the street.
Oh, you don't ask questions of a god.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I mean, they
can
only have rigged questions. I mean, even cable companies. Comcast was having some public hearing about restricting what websites you can visit and basically shutting the web down in their area. And then they paid homeless people to come sit in the audience so that citizens couldn't come into the city hall. I mean, this is the type of stuff that's going on now. They're not playing games. They know they're out of control. They know they're going against our will, and they're making a move.
Well, they act like they're having a party. You know, it's a good time. It's on our nickel. So they're just having a good time, ramping up this whole police state act. Additionally, if you were to come in to listen to her speak, they went through your backpack. That was
your slave pack. It goes on the back of a slave.
I was there with Elinoff. Elinoff, they wouldn't allow any of his cameras in the building. We had some changers in the group, like Rob and Turtle. They had hidden cams. Hopefully they got some footage out of there. I don't know if they did or not. I guess we'll see.
Look, you got all the big minions coming in, all the ringwraiths coming into town, and so they're going to have their little Darth Vader men, scurrying around acting like the people are evil, but it's there to suppress free speech. It's not to protect them physically. They know that the slaves are no threat. It's all about advertising. Don't protest. Don't come to events. Stay in your house. Watch the television. Take your flu shot. Just die. Just die. Just die. Go home and die, America.
And don't let the gods, you can't take their thunder. They got to get up there and spew pablum. And when I was listening to Nancy Pelosi, I thought the top of my head was going to blow off. She has no intellect. I was thumbing through her book, which I did not buy. And it's just garbage.
She's just another daughter of a mob boss. It's who they are. It's just who they are.
She's very charming. She puts on a nice front, but totally bought and paid for by the corporatocracy. And we just, I was joking to some of the changers saying that I thought I was at a skinhead convention with all the shaved heads in the room with the earbuds.
And they just got back from Iraq, and now they've got a new enemy, the American people. Well, I look forward to meeting you next week. God bless you. Take care. Let's go ahead now and go to Elliot in Ohio, then Steve, Matt, and others. Elliot, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I got a couple tips for people, like just how to spread the information. Like recently, I haven't gone on my Facebook or my MySpace. I didn't even create either of them. My friends thought I needed them, but I realized that it could be used as a tool. I mean, I know, like, I've read how MySpace is the Trojan horse of the Internet, and as is Facebook. I mean, StumbleUpon, iGoogle, they're all the same things. But you can create groups on them, and you can invite people to your group. So what I did was I made a group, 9/11 was an inside job, sent it to like 102 people. So far, 7 have joined, and I wrote up a little discussion topic, two-party system equals one-party system. And I got a bunch of quotes from CFR members, Carol Quigley, and David Rockefeller's memoirs, just stuff to get the people, stirred, maybe mm-hmm. start thinking about some things. And also, the gentleman that you had on just a little bit ago, where I work, like, there is two computers. I can only use one. I share it with the manager. I also just leave Infowars.com. Some of the articles that I'm reading, I just leave it up there. And he thinks it's all, craziness, but I just keep doing it, see what could happen. Also, there's a local paper. It's called Street Vibes in Cincinnati. It's for, like, helping out the homeless, because they're the vendors. They sell it. You buy for $1, they get 75 cents on it, and then 25 cents goes to the publishing company. But I called up the editor, and he says, I can write I wouldn't get paid any money, but he says, depending on what I write, like, as I was saying, would you mind if I talked about the Federal Reserve, the New World Order, the reason why poor people are poor? And he was like, sure, yeah, just send me some information.
Yeah, there are a lot of medium-sized papers and even some big ones that will let you write alternative information And, you know, there's some distant people in my family that live here in Austin who think vaccines are wonderful. One of them's a medical doctor, and they let her write big things in the Austin American Statesman about how wonderful it is. But, you know, that's a paper that wants to spew propaganda. But vice versa, you know, they'll have community leaders write things, you know, that are against it. So absolutely. I mean, letters to the editor, all of this, just any crack in the enemy's electronic Berlin Wall is great. And remember, people are listening to us like they never have before. And Congress has an 9% approval rating in the last Gallup poll a few months ago. I mean, let Nancy Pelosi spew her lies. Everybody hates her. Nobody likes her. Nobody likes Bush. I mean, you may be able to fill a stadium with a bunch of Obama bots or McCain bots, but I mean, that's still a minority of Kool-Aid drinking idiots that probably don't even know, you know, basically what country they're in. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on the air.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Alex, for everything you've been doing. We really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to meeting you, shaking your hand, looking you square in the eye, and telling you how much I appreciate the work you've been doing for everybody. I know it's kind of tough at times, but hang in there, man. A lot of stuff going on here, you know.
Sure.
You know, I was hoping to see if we could find a way to motivate some of the people who are already informed to apply some collective pressure on Congress. Maybe try to get as many as 5 million contacts going in the week of the anniversary of the 7th anniversary of 9/11 demanding a new investigation. Because, you know, Alex, as much as we're doing so many good things to get visibility and inform people, you know, I don't really think we're having any effect on the government inside Capitol Hill.
Are you kidding? They're having to have NIST reports lying, countering us. They're having to have violent radicalization acts in Congress trying to talk about restricting free speech and how we're taking over and how dangerous we are and how we're Al-Qaeda. I mean, ridiculous stuff that only discredits them more. We're having a huge effect, sir. Believe me. We are having a gigantic effect.
Well, is there any way we could post each one of these people up on a website? That's what we're looking at doing right now, and having some serious answers or questions to them posed as to, are you in support of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Federal Reserve Board, the current wars, and the outsourcing of our economy? You know, there's so many different questions we could ask, but I want to hold these guys accountable before the election comes, Alex, because, you know, the reality is I don't think anybody is looking at them personally from the standpoint of the voters and what they represent and holding them.
No, I hear you. We have a shadow government with a bunch of do-nothing puppets that run nothing now, and I appreciate your call. I mean, the key is letting Congress know that we know they're blackmailed and are puppets and that continuity of government's running everything. That's really the key, is exposing the shadow government that staged the terror attacks as a pretext to activate their shadow government and absorb what little left of sovereignty and accountability and elected officials that still had any power. And, I mean, now we're pretty much under the grid. There's just some free speech left, and now they're moving to shut that down. But the enemy is very weak during this period because now they are revealing themselves. Now, on the subject, this is key. On the subject of writing and calling Congress, generally, when you give them millions of phone calls, they just hire more SWAT teams and more police and get more scared because they know we know that they're criminals. When they see a 9% approval rating and everybody hates them and their lies don't work anymore, they just go, build camps, build, yes, yes, okay, I'm going to steal more money, protect me, executive branch, I'll be criminal, I've been involved with you, okay, let's go for broke, shut them down. I mean, a lot of members of Congress are like, okay, martial law, fine, just give me power, okay. You know, don't indict me. Don't let them get me. Don't let grand juries get me at the states. We need martial law to protect our criminal activity. See, as long as they don't have total martial law, they're not invincible. They can be punished. They can be brought to justice. But once the full corporatocracy is in control, they're a lot safer, they think. Once they're tracking you to track all of us, they think they're safe. And all these big Denver events and the rest of it, Minneapolis, are police state training grids to practice more of this in the future and to get better at suppressing and controlling and keeping the slaves away from the demigods. But it does work when they're about to pass amnesty and they keep it secret to let them know that you're not going to support them in the next election. But then they race with electronic machines to put them into place to block you from that. But then it becomes more obvious that no one likes them, no one supports them, but they keep winning, you see. So now there's that crisis. That's why they have to have martial law. There's that crisis where we're going, well, wait, You got 9% approval rating, but you're winning. Well, what's going on? They're like, shut up. We have officers with weapons. You understand? I mean, no, that's the system we've reached here. It's that flashpoint when we finally go, oh, my God, it really is martial law. It really is tyranny.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
Clayton, Elliot, Matt, Mike, Ramey. I'm going to go to Matt and Ramey first, and we'll get to all of you today. Matt in the UK, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. Second-time caller and long-time listener. Thanks so much for letting me on your show, by the way.
Thanks for calling.
I just had to mention, regarding yesterday, when you were talking to good old Paul Watson there, regarding about the state of affairs that we're having in the UK, I was mentioning, obviously, about the we're having the call them, well, we call them bin police in the UK, but obviously Paul mentioned enforcement officers.
Yeah, the trash police, digging through your trash, tracking you, arresting you, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought, ask actually, what's it like in the U.S.? Do you have those the same type of people that are going through your garbage and things?
No,
like
no,
that?
They're just now starting it. You're a few years ahead of us with the Enviro Police. But yes, they're going to create 10 million man brigades, tattletale squads, animal ID, premises ID, harassment forces, just hellish. Parasites being turned loose.
Because I just thought I'd mention that something. In my hometown, we have like a local event, like a beach festival. It's like a free, like a pop event where I have like unsigned bands that come to my hometown. And it's just amazing now that how dictatorial even my hometown's been now, because every year you could be able to take beer and, you know, lager or whatever we call it in the UK down to the main beach, and you could listen to the free music. And they've even stopped that now. They've even put enforcement. They've had that much security at my hometown that it's just become absolutely horrendous.
It's all slave training. It's all, I mean, seeing adults being bossed around like they're children. It's letting you know you have no dignity, you're a slave.
Yep, and also, I read in the Daily Mail today, actually, that in UK schools, and even in my son's primary school in the UK, they've even got CCTV cameras in actual playground, and I can't believe they're even going to put them in the classrooms and the toilets. I mean, this is
And this will all be used against them for petty stuff, to throw the book at them and get them into the system. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Ramey in Oklahoma. Ramey, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Ramey.
Hey, Alex. I was just calling. I'm a nurse in Oklahoma City in one of the big hospitals, and what they're doing there with their vaccines is almost like forced inoculation.
Uh-huh.
You go in, you're admitted, and automatically they have on your schedule pneumovax and flu vaccine, and these poor people don't know, you know. You go in, you say, okay, you need this shot, here you go. They're like, okay, you know.
Yeah, they're using the trust and authority of the medical system. And then a lot of places are trying to refuse care if adults haven't had vaccines, and it's because there's trillions of dollars in the drug companies.
Absolutely.
They are lobbying the medical associations, the medical companies. They're paying them bounties to do this, and the news is announcing it's the law. Children have to have them. There's no law. It's just like Russia didn't attack Georgia. It's just all giant hoaxes and lies. That's why we're in so much trouble, folks. And then they tried to order all the police, firemen, and medical workers, remember 5 years ago, to take smallpox?
Mm-hmm.
They ordered 14 million first responders, and they all said basically no. And of the 4,000 that did take it, a bunch died. So, see, they're just bringing this tyranny in.
Yep. Well, it's the vaccines that woke me up, because I was pregnant with a son. And after you do so much research and you realize, hey, the government must know about this, you know, then you kind of put two and two together and realize, yeah, they do know. They just don't want to do anything about it because it's being done on purpose.
And then you find actual documents from the 20s and 30s where they developed the cancer viruses. They found out most cancer was communicable, and they said, we'll put it in the shots, then we'll own the hospitals, we'll own the cancer systems. The doctors and people below will never know. It's all compartmentalized. And now there's all these plagues upon us, and it's almost all of it is from the vaccines and GMO food. And now they're saying, oh, the ignorant Africans, they won't, this is in BBC and other publications, they won't take the shots anymore. They run into the woods and they go, oh, we've engineered potatoes and rice that have the vaccines in them. We'll feed it to them. Well, see, they're going to do that to us. I mean, this is just incredibly dastardly.
Yeah, people are just really brainwashed, especially, you know, the people I work with at the hospital. You try to, you know, talk to them about stuff and they act like you're crazy.
Well, that's because they're a good person, and so they can't imagine that they're doing anything wrong. I mean, at your hospital, whenever they check a woman in, do they sit there and ask her, oh, is everything okay at home? You got a good family environment? While they type it into the health department database? Or does the nurse typing that in even know that's going in a database?
Yes, we know, and especially like the old people that come in, you have to check, you know, if you suspect abuse, or even if they're not old, just anybody. Do you suspect abuse? And then that automatically goes to their database, you know, to investigate.
Yeah, I mean, I go in with my wife to have children, and I go there because I know the doctor, you know, she's a patriot, but the rest of them, and they go, oh, please take this file downstairs. And I go, oh, sure. And I wink at my wife, and then it's, is he hurting you? Because, again, they don't even let the woman know because we want to snatch your baby, hon. And then a woman, you know, they might have had a fight 2 weeks before. It's over. The child will be with the pedophile rape gangs that day. That's how America operates. The evil is just totally ingrained everywhere. You know, stay there. I've got a mini guest coming up, but I want to come back to you about this database from others that don't know.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You could host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com, promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that candidates to run for the presidency are selected in advance by ultra-billionaires called Bilderbergers? They hold private meetings once a year to plan the future for the world. They invite possible candidates to see if they fit their agenda. If they don't, they lose. They also snub any constitutionalists that are fighting world government. They want to rule the world through economic power, thus the coming mark of the beast. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Sherry, the wife of Steve Shank, got very, very sick, and then she's been sick for a long time, but died recently. And that's why you haven't heard Steve on doing his own radio show on this network in the last month or so, or on this show. And we really appreciate him coming on today because I wanted to get an update on the global food situation and the shortage there. Then coming up in the next hour, Mark Dice with his new edition of the Resistance Manifesto. Then Professor Francis A. Boyle about how the government launched the bioattacks. Very important guest coming up there as well. But really do appreciate Steve Shank coming on with us, one of the first interviews he's done since his wife got worse and then passed away now in heaven. So Steve Shank, we're all praying for you, and you know we appreciate you and thank you for everything you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. You're one of the good guys, and sometimes the condolences hurt more than the thing that we're dealing with.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
but folks have been wondering where you are, so that's why we bring it up. But you're back now.
Yep.
Getting off that subject, I know it's a tough one for you. Steve, lots happened since you were on with us over a month ago.
I know. Things things have gone really goofy. One of the things that's happened in the media is that we've had some softening of the concern for the food situation by pointing out the fact that we're going to have a bumper crop and that the impact of the flooding in the Midwest was not as severe as what they thought and all this. Let me point something out. And those of you that I know that a lot of you that are listeners here take notes from time to time. You might want to take notes on this. Remember this. All of the issues with regard to the cost of food are related to investors investing in your sustenance and making huge profits from it. Let's just go down very, very quickly. I don't want to take a lot of time on this, but just for the sake of you listeners that haven't put the dots together here. Oil prices, based on the fact that investors are investing in the oil before it gets to you, and that's what keeps the prices up. Ethanol, the mandate by the U.S. Congress to take our food and turn it into fuel, as inefficient as it is based on investors making huge profits on doing that. Subsidies to farms. Now, a lot of the farmers are being, you know, I read articles all the time, Alex, about the fact that the farmers are making a windfall profit. That is pure garbage. The farmers are going out of business as a result of these subsidies that are being paid to large agricorps and just land investors like Ted Turner and some of those guys have thousands of acres that are being paid subsidies not to grow on what they wouldn't grow on anyway. And that is boosting food costs. Investors are investing now in water worldwide, and particularly in the United States. They're buying up water rights, land over aquifers. That, in the state of a worldwide, three-year worldwide famine.
Well, that's what T. Boone's Pickens is doing. I mean, they're snatching up everything real.
Everything they can get their hands on that's connected with food. You see, in any marketing situation, Alex, you've got a circumstance where investors look at needs, and the greatest need provides the greatest opportunity to invest. Food is the greatest basic need that we've got as human beings on this planet, and in a situation where we're in the third year of a worldwide famine, the two most populated countries in the world, India and China, just broke off relations with the United States with regard to the negotiations over food embargoes and all of the restrictions on importing, exporting of foods, because the United States was trying to use our food to control those countries as much as they could. And it's not going to work, but the fact is that water in a famine environment is more precious than gold, and all of these investors are investing like crazy. Mr. Bush, Mr. Reverend Moon, and you mentioned Pickens and Buffett, all of these huge, huge money people are going after water more intently than they ever, ever went
after. He just bought up Colorado, Texas, New Mexico, most of the water.
Yep.
Just a complete scam.
Well, what we did on our radio program a couple times and on the internet is we tried to put out the message to farmers or ex-farmers or people that own land in the West where it requires irrigation and people have water rights. Please do not sell to these investors. Sell to your neighbors, the farmers that are trying to keep things going, your water rights. The problem is the water issue is just absolutely horrendous in the time of famine. The last thing is, of course, my pet peeve, commodities investors. You know, Alex, as well as I do, that the farmers are not making the money. Investors are going in and buying the food, holding it, and then selling it to foreign nations for cheap American dollars. But you see, no matter what the reason is that those prices are going up, and you see, it doesn't.
Well, they just reported that inflation is double what the Fed, quote, thought it would be with even their Cook numbers. It's really about 14-15%. But Steve, you're always saying it's horrible food because of prices going up, dollar devaluation. I just say have it as an insurance policy that lasts more than 10 years because, regardless, the world is getting more dangerous, not safer. And with the crazy stuff with Russia and Georgia and Iran and elections and terrorism and criminal government, I mean, people are crazy if they don't get storable food.
Yeah, they don't have a choice at this point, Alex. It's just absolutely, there is no choice. What's happening right now, it doesn't make any difference. If we had the greatest bumper crop the world has ever seen in every country right now that is starving, if all of a sudden it turned around and by October a miracle happened and we had a huge bumper crop, it would not make one bit of difference to the families in America that right now can't afford food. And it wouldn't make any difference to the families that tomorrow will not be able to afford food, because those prices are going to keep going up, because these investors are not going to stop investing, and that will tie up any excess that they have. It'll go into the corn ethanol and all of this kind of stuff. So the cast is set. But really, very simply, you know as well as I do, Alex, that before, up until about 6 months ago, we were talking always about preparing for the future, having it, you know, having 2, 3, 4 years ahead for when things got really goofy. Well, things are really goofy, and now what we're talking about is telling people the average housewife right now that barely can working full time to help her husband earn enough money to pay for the gas and the food is in a situation where she literally, if they will get involved with this low moisture, high nutrition bulk food and start using it, they literally can buy their food for this year at half the cost of last year's food. And
so you're saying even get freeze dried food now and eat it because it's so inexpensive compared to what's in the store that then you can save money.
It's half the cost of last year's groceries, Alex. Half the cost of last year's groceries. And the main thing that people can do by doing that, I get emails all the time about families that right now can't afford the groceries. And they say, we believe what Alex is saying. We believe what you're saying. But what do? We can't even afford food now, let alone put it ahead. If they will get involved in using this, they can save enough to actually provide for their family right now and also buy some ahead while it's still available.
Let me ask you a question. I see the stories about Costco only letting you buy one thing of rice or Walmart. I mean, are they really running out of rice?
Well, very simply, that rationing is a result of the food that is being shipped out of the country. You see, just because our farmers are growing rice doesn't mean that it stays here. It used to be illegal for anybody to, it wasn't allowed for people that didn't have a use for the rice to buy up huge quantities of it. It had to be a milling company or a food processing company that could actually take delivery. They've opened that up so anybody can buy it, and then they buy it and then brag about the fact that they're going to wait until it doubles in price in the world market and then sell it to whoever the highest bidder is that takes it right out of the country. And so we have no reserve anymore, Alex. We have no reserve of wheat. That's the basis. Our poor people eat top ramen and noodles and spaghetti and things like that. That's made from wheat flour. When they ration wheat flour, rice worldwide is short by 70%.
Here's an example. A couple months ago, I went to Manja Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And it said our prices have gone up 25% or something on the wall. It was a sign because our flour cost has doubled. And then I've seen similar signs in other restaurants. So it's really happening.
Do you know that the coating on Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, the seasoned flour base that they put on it, is four times what it was last year at this time? I went into a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and all of a sudden, to get one of these big buckets, it's $42. $42. And I said, what happened? You know, it used to be in the teens. They said, hey, the cost of the seasoned flour that we get from our warehouse in Kentucky Fried Chicken has gone up 400%. It's just, and it's constantly going up. Now, we've had a little bit of a break in terms of the fuel situation. A lot of states, the cost of fuel of gasoline is going down just a little bit. this will not happen, cannot happen, and will not happen in the future with regard to food. Because of all of this investment, Alex, it's very simple. All of the investors are making huge windfall profits. At the same time, the farmers that are raising the meat. Now, the U.S. Department of Agriculture just came out with a statement that meat and poultry are going to be very, very cost. Their cost is going to go up tremendously within this next year. And the reason for that is our producers can't afford to buy the corn to feed the cattle, can't afford to buy the feed because those producers are not being subsidized.
And then meanwhile, I've been listening to Derry Brownfield, who's an expert on this. He used to run the Cattlemen's Association, run a major stockyard in Kansas City.
Yep.
They have, you know him well, they have taken over the Beef Association 10 years ago. Everything's run by the big agribusiness. They're waging a war right now to drive down cattle prices while they're actually going to get record prices when it actually gets to the store. So it's a huge consolidation happening.
Oh, absolutely. The farmers that are producing our food are just being squeezed out of the picture completely. And so the only hope that a family has, you know, we talk about they. A lot of families think, well, they won't let this happen. They will fix it. They will have to do something. Why on earth would anybody with half a brain think that they will fix a problem that they intentionally created that's profitable to them? It ain't going to happen, Alex. It ain't going to happen. So what has to happen is that the people like you and like me and the other families out there are going to have to take control of their life situation. Food is life. And so any of you that are in a situation where you can still afford to set aside a little bit or have some assets that aren't being totally eaten up just by your very existence, please, whether you work with JMS or eFoods Direct or whether you work with somebody else, I don't care. You've got to get food in. The best food to get in is not freeze-dried, is not canned. The best food is low moisture, high nutrition, bulk foods that you can buy at half the cost of last year's groceries, and you start living on that right now. And then, in addition to that, you buy as much ahead as fast as you can, because every single family in this country at some point in the very near future will get to the point where they can only afford their bare groceries. And then after that, many families already aren't in a situation where they can afford to buy food right now. I get emails all the time.
I hope things aren't this bad, but regardless, people really should get prepared and take control of their lives, not let the criminal government have control of their lives. Now, you've got a free brochure. You've also got a free audio CD. People can call and get, but they shouldn't wait. I like those little 2-month supply boogie packs. I've got some of those at the office. Then, as you know, I bought, 4 1-year supplies from you, but then I gave part of it to family. I frankly should have more. But the bottom line here is this lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control. It is, what's the right word, dehydrated, and it's just really high-quality food. You're the longest continually operating company in the nation, and you're also a sponsor and make this show possible. So we just appreciate you, Steve. Give folks the phone number. Give them the website.
Okay. It's 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633, and some sweet little Arkansas gals will answer that telephone and get you hooked up to get a packet of information. Those of you that aren't computer capable, you'll have a packet of information with the CDs of some of the lectures where I'm screaming and hollering and making a fool of myself, but that's okay. And on eFoodsDirect.com, you can listen to things. And right now we have cataloged. We have cataloged over 200 articles on just what's happening that will support what Alex keeps telling you guys and what the message that we try to get across. This is not a marketing operation anymore, is it, Alex? It's just a survival operation. We're trying to save lives, for Pete's sake.
Well, I mean, I think it's important for people to have affordable food. I hope things aren't as bad as what some of the media is saying, but Regardless, I believe in this, and this is what I do, and I know you're the top flight company, so people call you. Give them the number again, Steve.
It's 800-409-5633, and on the web, it's efoodsdirect.com.
Now, give that number out slowly. Give that number out slowly.
800-409-5633.
Or efoodsdirect.com. There's big banners up on the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And just the action of empowering yourself. They got water filters. They got survival packs. They got these little stoves. It all comes in one package with the food. Super cheap. You know, really high quality. It's just a great outfit. That's why they've been around 27 years. And I think they're the place to get your storable food if you think that's something that's important for you to do in these uncertain times. EFoodsDirect.com. EFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Steve Schenck, thank you for spending so much time with us, and thank you for letting us drag you back on air. We've been trying to get you on the last few weeks, but we know your wife just died, so we're kind of guilty even dragging you on here, like Ron Paul dragging him on at the hospital with his wife Carol yesterday. But just God bless you, and God bless Sherry, my friend.
Hey, bless you too, my friend.
All right, there goes Steve Schenck, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the name in storable foods.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
We're going to call Ramey back up right before we get Mark Dyson with his new book. I'm going to have Burmese in here later. He's watched the news report, read their new baloney. We're going to have him in later in the next hour going over that. He's in there studying it right now, and boy, is it a load of baloney. You know, how the towers in Building 7 supposedly fell. So we're going to be going over that. But I want to get that lady back on. He says she's a nurse up in Arkansas. Now, I already know this and have already experienced it and know it's a fact, but it's good to hear it from a nurse about how you go into a hospital. It's a prison. You're being surveilled. You're being shut up. You're being entrapped. They want your children. Does that mean the doctors and nurses are evil? No, it's just a compartmentalized culture that they've incrementally turned up. So that's coming up. But for this segment and part of the next, I bring you Ted Anderson. Yes, we're having some of the sponsors on. Haven't had him on in about a month. Haven't had J. Michael Stevens Group in more than a month. And I wanted to have Ted on because there are shortages in gold and silver. It's all over mainstream news, but it dropped. And then we know the big central banks went in and pounded it and tried to drive it down. But now it's going back up, silver and gold, going back up quite a bit today. And they told you, oh, that's it for gold forever. Just like they said last summer, at the end of the summer, it goes down. The fall starts, it goes right back up. And to see it as high as it was this summer portends really high, at least in the past, for this winter, for this fall and winter. And then you've got all the fundamentals of inflation only increasing at record levels. That's AP headline. Dollar devaluation, a currency devaluation that the Fed is only intensifying. So I wanted to have Ted up with the gold and silver shortages, and even though shortages are going, it's been months since he could even get silver dollars that were reasonable. I mean, they were always like $28, $29 a piece, and then because they also have collector value. Well, Ted finally got some at a reasonable price, and he's got them right now today. But, Ted, tell us about the Kitco news and other news.
Oh, yeah. Kitco right now has their very front page is talking about the demand for their bullion products is so high that right now they've delayed deliveries on everything. Matter of fact, they're even going to charge a fee if you try to break the trade with them if you can't get it quick enough. Also, right now, Reuters has a headline out there. American Eagle gold coins are gone. Not available in the marketplace. I can't believe that gold coin is gone.
Now, let's talk about free market here, supply and demand. Everyone's grabbing gold, snatching it with both hands and silver greedily because people are smart worldwide. Gold purchasing is at record levels. But gold has been dropping. I mean, come on.
Well, that's a manipulation. We know that. It's like a rubber band right now. I can't wait to see what happens when it cracks loose here. It's just going to fling up to the other end. The IMF chief talked about how the United States banks, I mean, high-profile banks are going to be failing. He says that the worst is yet to come. We haven't even seen the
Merrill
worst.
Merrill Lynch, Wachovia, go ahead.
I mean, that's what's going on right now. I mean, we've seen, like, the Countrywide and all this other stuff fall apart here in the last few months, but the worst is yet to come. That means the Wells Fargo's, the Chase Manhattan, the Citicorp's, those guys are having...
Bank of America's in trouble.
Yeah, all of that stuff, and it's right knocking on our door right now. Yes, gold and silver is going up, obviously. They manipulated the futures market, not the physicals. Nobody wants to sell the physicals. There's not enough supply. You're right about the silver dollars. They're $28 a piece. They did come back with silver down to $21. I picked up a bunch of them for $18.70. And this little group of silver dollars were bought when silver was, you know, right at $13. Now we're almost $14 an ounce silver. This stuff is going to go up like crazy. And so I'm right now I can't say that there's a better buy in the marketplace. That those silver dollars, Alex, I couldn't get supply in the spring. $18.70 is a great price for silver dollars.
So you're selling them for what you bought them?
Yeah, right now at this particular time, it's, you know, silver. Well, silver right now is $14. Silver dollars is $18. I mean, they're normally $21. That's what I'm carrying them for. So yeah, right now this price is just.
Yeah, I was just doing the math there, Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, understand, folks, the silver dollars are more than what spot silver is. Ted is selling them to you for what he's getting them for. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day off.